Buying a home used to be a core part of the American dream, a symbol that you'd arrived as an adult. But the millennial generation is hitting that benchmark later than earlier generations, and some just aren't as interested in home ownership at any level. Joining us now to talk about what that says about the new American dream and the future of home ownership is Jillian B. White. She's Senior Associate Editor at TheAtlantic.com. Jillian, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, where do millennials stand right now when it comes to home buying?
Well, the thing is, first-time home buyers and younger people tend to make up a pretty large portion of that group. For first-time home buyers, home ownership is down to about 36%, and that number was closer to 43% in 2005. So definitely not the same number in the under 35 crowd buying homes right now.
How does a standard profile of who millennials are as a generation affect their likelihood to buy a home?
I mean, there are definitely a lot of things that are weighing on millennials right now. A lot of millennials graduated from college, if they went to college, at a pretty bad time, you know, 2007, 8, 9, 10, right during those boom and bust years. Also, the job market has not been great, and a lot of millennials are saddled with student debt. So all those things kind of combine in the profile of a millennial and doesn't, you know, play very well for them when it comes to being in a financial position to buy a home.
So do you see this as primarily an economic story that millennials just don't have the spare money, for instance, for a down payment to buy a home, or is there more to it?
There definitely is more to it. As much as it is a financial story, it's also a cultural and social story. A lot of millennials are getting married later. They aren't necessarily looking to get married at, you know, 22 or 23, right when they get out of college. Those numbers are getting pushed back to later 20s. And, you know, that type of change definitely plays into whether or not you want to buy a home. If you're not getting married till later and having kids till later, the reason that you might have to purchase your first home is going to get pushed back later as well.
We've seen stories about the millennial generation, and, you know, people are individuals, so sometimes it's hard to talk about an entire group of people like this. But one story you hear is that millennials often prefer not owning cars. They're not that interested, some say, in car ownership. Is there an extension here to be made to the housing market that millennials maybe aren't interested in some of these big ticket items? They'd rather maybe have a certain sort of freedom that includes financial freedom.
Well, part of that is true. Some of what we see when millennials kind of shy away from car ownership, that has something to do with their preference for, you know, an urban environment where they can walk to a lot of places. Millennials also place kind of a higher value on leaving a smaller footprint. So cars are definitely a part of that. Another thing that we see when it comes to the lack of desire for home ownership is that a lot of millennials have had to be pretty mobile. If they're working someplace one year, that doesn't necessarily mean that they will still have that job a year later. So they kind of need to be able to get up and go. And if you're paying a mortgage somewhere and would have to find someone to rent it or be able to sell it, that definitely hinders your mobility.
And some financial analysts are watching this right now and going, mortgages in a lot of cases are lower than rents. So what could be holding this generation back?
That's absolutely true. In a lot of places, it is definitely cheaper to buy a house right now than it is to pay monthly rent. But part of the issue with that is that to buy a house, you have to get over that financial hurdle of having a down payment, closing costs, and some pretty big one-time costs to get that lower mortgage versus rent. And for people who either haven't had any wage growth or have maybe had spotty employment since they graduated, you know, that's hard. Even on a $100,000 house, if you're putting down a 20% down payment, you're looking at needing $20,000 plus closing costs. And if you've been working, you know, a job where you're underemployed or you haven't had a raise in a long time, that's pretty hard to save up.
So is your sense then that the millennial generation will get around to buying a home, just they'll be doing it later because it'll take them longer to save? Or is there sort of a sea change that maybe home ownership isn't that big a priority?
You know, there's a lot of conflicting data out there. Economists that I've talked to are pretty split on the topic. But a lot of people think that it really will come down to when they make big life decisions about getting married and having kids. And then they'll kind of fall into the same patterns that their parents did in terms of, you know, maybe moving a little further out of a city to get a bit more space and buying that first home. So I think it's really kind of a wait and see thing. A lot of the older folks in the millennial generation are just hitting their early 30s and getting married or having those first kids. So then we'll see, you know, if renting that two-bedroom apartment in the city is still working for them or not.
Right. And as you said, with the job market the way it's been, millennials have had to be mobile, and it could be that maybe they settle into a job, do you think, and then they might get around to buying a home?
I definitely think that's possible. You know, that's one of the biggest stories that we're hearing at all levels, not just for millennials, that wage stagnation is a huge problem for people. If you're not really seeing a raise, especially one that's keeping up with the increasing cost of living, you can't really think about doing much more than what you're doing right now. So I think as people find a little bit more job security and a little bit more wage security, that'll kind of tell us what people's real desires are when it comes to where they prioritize their money.
Now, looking at home ownership as something that's not just the purchase of a thing, it's something bigger than that. At least in the American psyche, it has been. It's been a mark of adulthood. It's been sort of also one of these goals that you hit on your way to getting the American dream in your pocket. Do you think it's still seen that way as having sort of this extra gravitas, or is it something different about the way millennials are thinking about home ownership?
I think millennials are definitely going to have a different view on this. Just having sat through the housing boom and bust and seeing that something that is and has been seen as so great and the American dream can end up causing you so much heartache and strife, especially people who ended up with homes that were underwater after buying at the top of the market. So, you know, there have been a lot of studies that talk about how millennials are a lot more wary when it comes to spending money, and especially purchasing big assets. So, you know, this might be one of those things for them that they're just a little more reticent about, and they kind of look at home buying more as an asset that they need to make a decision about whether it's a smart buy or not than something that's more of an emotional purchase.
Jillian B. White is senior associate editor at TheAtlantic.com. We're talking with her about delayed rates of home buying among the millennial generation, taking a look at why that might be and what it means about one of the benchmarks of the American dream as we know it. And we want to hear from you. Are you in the millennial generation? If you can afford a home, what is it that might be holding you back from buying it? And is this still something that holds sort of symbolic weight in terms of your vision of adulthood and the American dream? And what about just the financial practicality? Is it maybe just that you haven't saved up enough for a down payment on a home? Do you want to own a home? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can email talk@WPR.org. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. We're talking now about what's been a cornerstone of the American dream, buying a house. We did see, though, the Great Recession and economy slowly recovering and millennials deferring the un-American dream of buying a home. Here to talk about why and what that means is Jillian B. White. She's senior associate editor at TheAtlantic.com. And you can join the conversation. Are you in that millennial generation? Would you like to buy a home? Is this still something that matters to you, or are there different priorities for you in your life that you think take precedence over buying a home? Or is this something that means something to you, but maybe you just don't have the wherewithal to buy that house? Call us and tell us your story at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can email us at talk@WPR.org. And Jillian, we talked a little bit about rents versus mortgages. How do they shape up right now nationwide?
I mean, by and large, renting is more expensive than owning a home. Even in some of the priciest cities like LA and New York, it's a pretty close call for your average home as to what's more expensive, renting or buying. So I think, you know, that's saying something.
Let's go to our first caller now. John is with us from Milwaukee. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
So I'm a 24-year-old engineer, and I don't see home buying anywhere in the near future for me. You know, I'd say I'm relatively stable in terms of an income, but, you know, with the way the market is, I need to be ready to move at a moment's notice, and renting is really the only option for people like me.
So you're valuing your flexibility of lifestyle right now, but is home ownership something that you think of that maybe has, you know, that symbolic weight that it used to have for maybe down the road?
perhaps down the road, but that would only be if I were to get married and have kids. And at this point, you know, I really don't see that happening in the near future. Again, so putting those big life decisions further down the road, like most people in my generation are.
Great. Thanks a lot for your thoughts, John. Appreciate that. And Jillian, sounds a lot like what you're seeing here, that John's waiting for those big life benchmarks, like maybe getting married before thinking about buying a home comes into the picture.
Yeah, absolutely. I think by and large, millennials who are young and single, whether they're financially stable or not, just aren't ready to commit to that level of a financial asset yet. And also just to being kind of stuck in one place.
And thanks a lot for that call, John. We go next to Emily joining us in Madison. Hey, Emily.
Hi. I'm 28, and I just bought a house 2 years ago with my husband. The big push for us was we got pregnant, and then all of a sudden it seemed a lot more important to own a house. And my parents were a big factor. They helped us out with the down payment, which was something that we had struggled with. We couldn't come up with a down payment. But they come from a generation where owning a house was really important, and they wanted us to. So they helped us out with that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Emily. That's interesting. So Emily, you know, she did hit one of the benchmarks you talked about, having a child, wanting a house, but also struggling with that down payment. Is that something, Jillian, that you've seen, that sometimes it takes some extra outside help financially for young people to buy a house?
Absolutely. It's definitely a very common story. The down payment is such a huge hurdle for young people who are trying to buy. And that exact story of kind of going to one person's set of parents and asking for a little help with the down payment or it being offered is definitely something that we see a lot in people who have actually been able to buy homes young.
And also makes you wonder if the recession just sort of pushed everything down the road a little bit, marriage and parenthood, and then by association, homeownership.
I mean, that is definitely a possibility. From my understanding, the idea of pushing marriage back a little was happening a little bit before the recession anyway, so that could have exacerbated the trend. But I think it was definitely a confluence of a generation that's very concerned with achievement and career success on top of having, you know, all of these financial burdens on top of them. That's definitely pushing everything a little further back.
Great. Well, thank you for that call. And we're going to go to Emily now joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Emily.
Hi. I am a 24-year-old, and I have never really had a goal of buying a house. I've been fine with the notion of renting for the rest of my life just because that's probably going to be more realistic to me. And my big fear with buying a house is that at one point, if I were to move, I would have to sell that, and I've been through the housing crash, and I know that's probably not the best financial thing to do. And a part of the American dream, I don't think a lot of millennials believe in the American dream as much as previous generations do. I think we're a lot more pessimistic and realistic about our expectations.
Great. Well, thanks a lot for sharing your story, Emily. Appreciate that. And we're hearing from Emily a pessimism about the American dream. It doesn't sound like it's as resonant for her, definitely. And she's saying for her generation, and that maybe buying a house, you know, sometimes a house is just a house. And in this case, a house is a financial burden. Do you think that's also a big strand of what we're talking about?
I think a little bit. There's definitely a certain level of trauma from the housing crisis that led to, you know, the larger recession. And that's weighing heavily on millennials. You know, I think for previous generations, you came out of school or you entered your 20s with a lot less debt and with a greater ability to buy a home and start a family and do all of these things. So there was just a lot more optimism. And for millennials, a lot of them came out, had a ton of student loan debt, couldn't find jobs. And we're facing kind of a really ugly housing market and even an expensive rental market. So that, I don't think, gives you a ton of optimism around the idea of purchasing something.
Do you think that something else would move in to fill that space where home ownership used to be? People tend to like milestones to mark different occasions in their life. If buying a house isn't one, what do you see as being a milestone that could be comparable for people?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know that people are looking for these huge kind of financial milestones, like buying a house. I think for a lot of people, you know, the fact that they're pushing back marriage, and marriages have become, weddings have become more expensive. I think, you know, for a lot of people, that's a pretty big first milestone, you know, spending money if they choose to do so on that type of big celebration. And, you know, that's getting closer to the 30-year-old mark. And that's something maybe that people are using in place or kind of as an alternative to what might have been a first home purchase around the same age.
It'll be interesting to watch what happens with this generation with home buying. Jillian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with Jillian B. White, Senior Associate Editor at TheAtlantic.com, talking about the trend of the millennial generation to postpone home buying, to wait, and maybe not to buy a home at all because it's not really part of the American dream as they see it anymore. Some of them a little soured, like Emily on the American dream. You can let us know your thoughts. Send your email to talk@WPR.org, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.